Yeah, it was a tough fight. I knew Reza was a very durable opponent. He's never been stopped in his whole career. So I knew he was in for a tough night. But I was just glad to get the win and glad to get the unanimous decision.
How did it turn out? What were your plans?
It was, like I said, I knew it was going to be a difficult fight. I went the whole distance, you know, but I managed to win every round. And, you know, from the first round, he took me down. I got a bit of a turnover. And then once I got the turnover, it kind of just kept going my direction. Then, you know, things seemed to fall my way. So, you know, I was glad to get the win.
I presume he preferred action on the ground because he's a champion wrestler, and I'm sure with your background as a boxer, you prefer to be on the vertical.
Yeah, definitely. I felt like I had the advantage in the standing, and obviously I knew he was a very good wrestler, so you know I was kind of expecting him to try and bring it down. You know, he got me down early, but thankfully I could get him turned over, and you know, in the second, the third round, I felt like I got into my groove and found my range, and you know, I definitely had the advantage on the feet.
That was your fifth event of a contract for five contests. You know, what's next for Joe Duffy?
That's it. You know, we'll be in negotiations now. My manager will speak with the UFC. You know, the UFC will make an offer. And we have 45 days then where, you know, we can speak about the offer and negotiate. And then after 45 days, we're allowed to negotiate with other organizations also. So at the minute, it's just kind of, you know, it's a free agency. So we'll just shop around and see who's offering the best deal.
Am I correct in saying that you weren't particularly happy with, you know, how you're being treated with the last contract? And, you know, does it look as if you're going back, or would you be hoping to get a contract somewhere else?
Yeah, you know, the offer they made me wasn't an offer I felt, you know, that I was valued. So, you know, I declined the offer, and I felt that, you know, I could definitely get a better offer from another promotion, or I would rather, you know, continue fighting and hopefully get a better offer off them. So, you know, that was the reason for going to free agency. And, you know, obviously, you know, fighting at the last fight now has brought me to free agency.
And what would you like to do next?
I suppose it's all down to the offers on the table. You know, I got all doors open, so I'll see what comes in and see how the next couple of months go. And you know, I'll sit down and I got a couple of big decisions to make. Like,
would you prefer mixed martial arts to just pure boxing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I enjoyed my time boxing, but you know, mixed martial arts is definitely, you know, closer to the heart for me. You know, when I was boxing, I was definitely missing, doing the MMA, the grappling and the wrestling. And, you know, it's, I don't know, I think just as a young person growing up doing martial arts, that, you know, I kind of felt like something was missing when I was just doing the boxing on its own.
And may I ask, is there more money in the martial arts compared to the boxing?
I was very, very early on in my boxing career, so you know, it was hard to say. I was just kind of building up, so you know, it's definitely better in MMA for me at this stage. But you know, it's hard to say. I'm not sure how far the boxing would have went, so it's hard to give a proper comparison, to tell you the truth.
So you had good support there, I understand, last night. There were a lot of Donegal people and Irish people in general there supporting you.
Yeah, there was a massive gang. You know, there was a good gang that flew over from home, and there was a huge gang that's already working in London and everything as well. So, you know, I had a big support from home, and you know, there was a lot of people flew from all over Ireland as well. I got chatting to, so it was, you know, it makes a big difference when you're fighting, like, and you got a big support like that.
You were in America as well, so where's your preferred option in the future?
Well, for training or for fights?
Well, for fights.
From a logistics point of view, it is much easier to fight in America, just because that's where my nutritionist is based, and you know it makes life a little bit easier, you know, flying in corners and that type of thing. But obviously, you know, it's hard to beat having that hometown support. You know, when you fight and you got a big crowd there to support it, it really does spur you on.
Well, we hope you get the choices that you wish, and congratulations. You're heading to Wales, a bit of quality time there with the family.
Definitely heading down. My brother's just had a wee girl now as well, so I'm going to go and see my wee niece, and my sister had a wee girl back there in the summer, so I'm going to go spend some time with the family and, you know, just enjoy a couple of weeks relaxing and then back to work.
Well, you deserve it. Thank you very much, Joe, for joining us this afternoon. And as I say, the best of luck in the future.